Welcome back to the second episode of the Push to Open podcast and the Any Little Things series. Our goal to reduce the stigma of mental health therapy continues as we follow our brother Mitch Bryan, working to hold things together for his family in this time of COVID. In our last episode,
that's one I put aside for a neighbor.
No, no, leave it alone.
I know that guy over there.
But he's embarrassed.
God, man.
Yeah, it hurts.
I gotta get out of here. This is crazy.
Let's join him in his journey. Sometimes our journey with food and money insecurity and his ever-evolving relationship with his wife.
Karen, pop the trunk.
Did you get an ice cream pop, Daddy?
Shh. They don't have any, Princess.
Shoot.
Give me the keys.
What?
I'll drive.
The damn keys. The keys.
Here.
Shouldn't have yelled so loud at him.
Y'all be blessed.
Be safe, Deacon. You did it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He didn't get an ice cream pop.
He just told you they didn't have any.
But I can't produce them out of my head, Princess.
You promise.
Daddy'll find you some later.
Oh, lying to my own child.
Look at the line. How the world do you drive up to a food bank in a Jaguar? This is so strange. I shouldn't be asking. Look at what we're driving. How was it to ask?
How do you think?
I'm asking.
It was okay.
I told you that. Everybody's in the same boat. So, what did Miss Gussie say? I know how she is. What about Deacon Bradford? He knows how it is. You spoke with him, right? How did you get the box? Mitch!
You never saw your father beg for food. You don't know what it's like.
What did you tell
them? Does it matter?
It does matter.
For a neighbor, all right?
What? So you lied? To the church? You've got to be kidding. I should have done it.
Maybe you should have.
Next time I will.
Don't fight.
We're not begging. We're asking for a little help. You make all those tough decisions at work.
Not the same.
No, it's not. This is our family. You can't find an honest way to tell the church we need a little help? They'd respect you. If they found out you lied about it... Annette, stop!
We got food for the week.
What happens next week?
I don't know.
And the next week?
I don't know.
And the week after that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Green! The light is green!
Help me understand.
Understand what? We can pay a piece of the phone bill now. You want a phone, don't you?
Dad! Don't yell at Mom. That's wrong.
I know I fronted.
Fronted. The kids know you fronted,
don't
too.
Don't bring my kids into this.
They're my kids, too.
Look, I'll find my own way to do this, Karen.
Annette, leave the window alone.
I'm not doing anything. MJ is.
No, I'm not. I'm on my game.
Mitch, lock it.
I'm hot. Put it down. MJ is picking his nose. Too loud.
Nettie, makes sense.
Where's your shoe?
the floor. He knocked it off.
No, I didn't.
Tell him to get it.
If you hadn't been kicking the back of my seat, it would still be on. You can get it when we get home.
That's too long. My foot is cold. That's a horn.
It's a police car.
Oh, please.
Mitch, don't.
Damn,
just don't.
What is this? You've got to be joking.
Stay calm. Look straight ahead. Keep your hands on the dashboard. And do exactly what they tell you.
Karen, I know what to do.
He's getting out of the car, Dad.
Y'all be quiet for a few minutes.
Pull your mask back up.
Dad, he's pulling his mask down.
Quiet.
On April the 21st, we're going to participate in our second open discussion. Our guest therapist will be the esteemed Dr. Willard Ashley. Dr. Ashley will guide us through other choices our brother Mitch might have made to make his life better. Like us on Facebook and find out more about us on our website, www.pushtoopen.com. That's push, the number two, open.com. See you soon.